Thank you, and thank you for listening to Hutton Orbital Radio. We are going to have a quick chat with the community goal proposer, Mr. Vendeun. Hello, Dave. How do you pronounce that commander name?
21.
21. That's if you translate it into English.
Yes.
Okay.
Or 21, whichever, yes. Or Vin, or Vinjo, whatever you feel like.
Well, oh, Dave. First things first, I mean, obviously you are the man who came up with the wonderful blurb and the suggestion in the Community Goal Rares competition that we should do a Community Goal for the Hutton Mug and have it introduced to the game. And in fact, you would be probably fully to blame for the fact that it's humping scrap metal all the way out there as well. Would that be fair to say?
No, I'm going to blame my mother and a bunch of drunken guys at LaveCon for that one.
I get the drunken guys at LaveCon, right, I can understand that. But your mother?
Well, it harks back to 1984 when she introduced me to the game. And when we started having the drunken conversations, I then, when we finished, I went off to Spain for a holiday with the family with my mother. And she got into it and helped me write all the text and get behind it. And I've been sending her links to everything we've been doing ever since. She's probably listening, actually, if I'm not careful. So Simon's language is going to get me told off by my dear old mum.
Well, you know, there is no controlling him. I have had to apply a mute to him for the time being because he's obviously been sniffing the frameshift fumes recently.
Any rumours that they're toxic, okay, are there's no responsibility on me on that one. Rumours are not true. It is not toxic in any way.
The mugs. The mugs now. We've got quite a few things.
The mugs are safe. Mugs are perfectly safe.
Yes, it's been actually quite an overwhelming morning. I don't know how you felt because we've been obviously trying to plan for this for what, 3-4 weeks now, and get everything in place, and then
we've been testing the limpets just in case limpets are possible. They couldn't chuck that in time, ready for the. The items drop in 1.4, so they've made us live with what we've got, which is hauling stuff in Type 6s and Pythons. But we're doing a lot of testing. We've been assembling a motley crew, Snoz, you, me, Moof, getting the website up. You know, you're doing all background stuff, and then hassling Zach a lot at Frontier about when it's going live.
And then we got our notification, didn't we? Which was, hope you enjoy your community goal, at which point we all went, that's it. That's the notice that we're going to get. 5 minutes notice.
And it dropped coincidentally just as my son went back to school and I was available to play. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, that's quite convenient for you. Maybe a little
couldn't possibly comment.
Well, I mean,
it's Michael, Mr. Brooks, and Zach over at Frontier have been swapping the odd message with me. Apparently, the guys in the office there are having a good laugh over it. They put forward the question once we brought it up, and it was their favourite, if you understand, in terms of the sense of humour. And they were quite glad when it got landed and it got started.
It is. I mean, it's possibly a challenge, and anybody who has been in the world of Elite will know Hutton Orbital being the place that you tell all the new people to go because they sell anacondas at a cheap price, which of course is true.
But where can I get a Class 3 beam laser gimbaled? Yeah, it's Hutton is the answer.
That's right, yeah. And all you've got to do is you just make sure you bring some scrap along with you, and when you do that, if you do it right, if you do it in the right way, then you suddenly get magical access to these items. Honest.
Yeah, or where is the permit for Sol? It's at Hutton, where, you know, it's next door.
It's very true. Now, well, one question for you is quite straightforward. Is how do you feel about the reaction to this goal after it's now hit?
Well, it was the idea. I put it in as a joke originally. It was something we came up with while we were drunk, and it had legs of its own. So it's been riotous good fun. I mean, we've been managing the forum. We've been managing the various Facebook pages and everything else in the meantime. It has absorbed my free time for about 2 weeks now, and I've giggled myself silly throughout the whole thing.
It has, and to be honest, we're looking at 292 commanders now have got involved, and we have 49,717 tons of scrap metal has been delivered to Alpha Centauri Hutton Orbital T. today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 58 seconds away from dropping out of super as well, so you might get a live docking from me in a second. And we'll see who's orbiting around the station and what's going on.
Fantastic. It's been quite overwhelming the way that people have taken to it. And certainly, if you'd seen the forum posts in response to your suggestion at first, it was almost a little bit heated and hostile towards the idea. But it's
The Anti-Mutton League, yes?
The Anti-Mutton League, yes. And
headed by the infamous Ben Ryder.
We haven't seen him yet. We are keeping an eye out. Spies are on the lookout for Ben Ryder. Should he enter the system, the alarms will go off and we will all scramble to defend our trade routes from him. Yeah. However, I mean, that's been part of the fun. And to be honest, I think our infectious efforts and the community loves this kind of thing. So it was never in doubt in our minds that they would jump on board and help us out. But it could have been completely different if at this time at night we had four contributors, you, me, Mike Snoswell, and Simuth. We were sitting there, you know, talking to ourselves. So it's been a huge success so far. And this is a weeknight as well. It's a weekday. I mean, imagine what we can achieve this weekend.
Yeah, we've got to keep the momentum going. It's a good laugh. But when you drop out of Super Cruise over at Hutton Orbital and you see 8-9 commanders there chatting in local chat, I mean, months now I've been talking about PWP gameplay and getting a bit serious for a second. It's this sort of sandbox idea of you make of it what you will. And the CGs were always intended to be a make of it what you will kind of. They injected an event and we're supposed to build our own thing around it. This is exactly it. We have picked the worst rare in the worst location and we've built an event around it. And it seems to be good fun. And it's a bunch of guys in local chat round Hutton Orbital once you're waiting for docking permission, having a laugh. And that's what gaming's about. For me, that's the core of it. It's not PvP and killing people, shooting people in the face. It's getting a bunch of guys together and having a damn good laugh with a beer in your hand and your flight sticks and just enjoying a game.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on there. And the other thing is, of course, it might be fun at the weekend to encourage small ships to go to Hutton Orbital, and maybe we can do some anaconda drops and do some hungry hippos outside Hutton Orbital.
About an hour ago, we had an anaconda drop outside the orbital. We had reports of somebody dumping scrap outside for everybody to scoop and pull in as well. I didn't note the commander's name at the time. I'm hoping there are screenshots of it. By the way, I'm 6 seconds from dropping out, so if you lose me for a second, it's because I'm panicking.
Not a problem, and this is something we want to put out to all those who are involved in this project. If you are at Hutton Orbital and there is something interesting going on, if you have the ability to record video, please do so. If you can screenshot it and send it to itookpart@huttonorbital.com, I believe that's the right email address. If you send it to that, we will be so happy to be able to put that up and use it and put you on the Hall of Fame for being involved. And also allows us to document some of the most ridiculous things that are guaranteed to make you laugh your backside off. You know, there's these things that happen when you play games and, you know, the anaconda comes in and there he goes, he starts to do it, and there's an over-enthusiastic sidewinder who unfortunately rams into this anaconda and the anaconda blows up. You know, it's these kind of things we want to catch, these kind of things that are painfully
The docking shenanigans we had earlier. I heard a rumour that one commander, while going to pick up some scrap earlier, rammed the side of Wolf's nearby station and died and ended up respawning back at Hutton. Wouldn't know who that was.
I had got all the way there and I was trying to get a full load in my T6 so that I could start the journey again while I went to do the school pickup. And I was pushing the times, and I got all the way out there to Ready Station, and I was coming in hot and fast and about 4 inches below the toast rack. Straight into the side of the station, boom, and straight back to Hutton. Yes, that was me.
Right, I've just dropped out. I've told all the local commanders they're live on Hutton Radio. I'm going to give a few shout-outs here. We've got Commander Foam Follower. We have... Who else have we got? Been around to see a few more commanders. We've got a Python of Commander Milston Barn. They're obviously taking pictures there. Or maybe they're humping. Can't tell. Commander Retmok, who looks like he is... in a Type 6, we've got an Anaconda here.
Hey!
Commander Belstarion in an Anaconda. We've got a Python. That's Mr. Foam Follower. Okay, let's have a look here. We've got Commander Icy Bloke in a Type 6. Who else have we got? Let's keep looking.
I've got Commander Viger, who's about 20,000 light seconds ahead of me on his way to Hutton Orbital.
Okay, we have Astrodamus as well.
Crikey, he's been back and forth a few times.
Yep, and we... I'm not even pronouncing this one. Commander Adrimmerd. Oh, AJ Rimmer. There we go.
It's amazing. It's a lot of similar names. That's good. I mean, the people are not just... You would expect that, you know, people would do this Hutton Orbital run just the once to be, you know, I've done it. Tick it off my bucket list and never, ever go back. But not only are we creating this opportunity for them to go back and again and again and again and again, this Hutton mug is something that people want to buy in their ship and have on display in their ship. They want this to replace the bobblehead. We want a Hutton mug sitting on our dashboards to say, we did this, we were part of this. And if you are out there and you're listening tonight, then one thing we have to let you know that is if you can screenshot in your transaction screen on your left-hand side, go into transaction screen, open up the Hutton mug and scroll down so that it shows your commander name, how much you've collected, and confirms that you are part of the Hutton Orbital Community Goal. And if you can screenshot that and email that to itookpart@huttonorbital.com as well, that will entitle you to be eligible to win the real-life Hutton mug, and you want to be part of that. So make sure you do that. And as I say, include any funky screens that you've seen, any little stories, send them into that as well so that we can report back on them and kind of really capture the craziness that is going on at the current minute.